Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you once again for our show. We praise and thank God for all that He's done, all that He's doing, and He is going to do. Praise God in our lives and the lives of those of our listeners as well. We praise and thank the Lord for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I do want to apologize for something before we get into our show today. I found that our music did not come through last week as we had hoped that it would. We had some, seemed like some static or something that sort of like just prohibited from being in its fullness, and we just want to apologize for that. So hopefully today we're able to get it through as it's supposed to be. But again, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and one of you for being with us here again today. We are going to be picking back up on our subject matter today as we began last week. As a matter of fact, we introduced before the week before on the subject of anger. We were talking about that particular emotion and also anger. So we're going to go into that after we are coming into a close to this. Of course, there's going to be an interaction between and or with the both of those terms, and so we will be touching bases on that. But today we're going to talk a little bit about just something that is called psychological manipulation as it pertains to anger and just some of the characteristics of that and things that happen. Of course, we'll go in and just perhaps do a little bit more of an expose on that on our next show, because we'll be on that for a little bit and just talk a little bit more, because it seems like there's so much of that that goes on in the emotional realm. So we want to perhaps talk about that just a little bit more in more detail. But today we're just going to touch bases on it and just kind of sort of like touch bases on some of the other aspects of it, as well as aggressive anger and so on and so forth. So just kind of touch base. So as I said, we want to say again, we pray that whatever we share, praise God, is being a blessing to you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, and let us hear from you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we certainly will get in touch with you by telephone, praise God, or text or email, praise God, amen, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I welcome all of you. I just want also to remind you that we do have some products, as well as prayer and counseling that we offer, and prophetic word, personal prophecies that we offer. We also have some products and at one of our websites. As a matter of fact, we will be loading some at our ministry main website, but you can find some of the products that we offer right now on the our www.apostlecondesowebsite.com. Of course, that is the link for that, www.apostlecondesso.com. So I want to say that to you, let you know that that is available. We will have some other stuff that's becoming available as well, books and so on and so forth. We have written our book, and of course you can get that just by contacting our ministry, which is Behind the Scene, God's Ultimate Purpose Unfold, or Christmas of 83, The Birthing of Our Ministries. They are personal testimonies. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, of the goodness and the mercy of God. That's why you hear me praising so much, because God brought me through so much. And I have written it in testimonial form, and also in both books. And you can get that. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And it will be a blessing to you and to your life. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Without further ado, we're going to get into the music right now and play a couple of songs. And we're going to come back and we're going to pray, and we'll, you know, go on from there. But again, a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you. Before we go, though, let me just tell you the call in number for prayer and counseling is 305-917-5223, or prophecy, 786-991-4818. And of course, for our right, for our excuse me, the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show, we have it's 1-646-478-4952. Listen and be blessed.
I'm
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that song. That praise God really touched my heart. You know, and I thank God for that song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
praise and praise and praise and praise and more music to come in just a little bit. But we are going to get ready right now, praise God, to get into prayer. And we want to invite all of you that are listening right now to come and to join with us in prayer. Whatever is on your heart, whatever you're going through, praise God, let's join together in prayer. Believe the Father, believe the Son, believe the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God to work in our lives, to bring forth the necessities that we are desiring. Praise God, every need met. God's word declares that every need shall be supplied according to Philippians 4:19. So let's claim it and let's stand on that word, believe. Allow the faith that God has given unto us to be elevated that we may receive what he has given, because his word cannot and it will not lie. It will accomplish that thing whereunto it has been sent. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the word of God teaches us, according to our faith, be it unto us. And I know there are times, sometimes, when our faith is challenged. But as I taught a message a while back, when your faith is challenged, you challenge your faith. Don't give up and don't quit. You trust God just the same. Amen. Because he is still able to do all that we ask or need of him, praise God, to do. It may not be in the way of the thing that we perhaps sometimes perceive the answers is going to come. Sometimes he may change that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it does not mean that he's not coming through with an answer. But we have to be on target. We have to have our hearts and our minds in the right place to receive it. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, and have our eyes open. Hallelujah, glory to God, and to receive, to be able to identify, praise God, it when it comes. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because we may be sitting around looking for this thing to come and something like a great big box, and it may come with a little teeny weeny box. Hallelujah, glory to God, but what you need is in it. Amen, come on, somebody shout and give him praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's about paying attention. It's about staying focused. Hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So there is, I mean, very, very, very deep things, praise God, sometimes that God does in our lives, and we miss it because we cannot identify, praise God, because we are looking one way, and we expect it to come in one direction, from one direction, or perhaps in another form, and when we look up, praise God, we've missed God because it was already there. We've missed our timing and hour of visitation. Come on, somebody, and shout. I feel a preach coming on. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, thank you. Oh, glory, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So we want to get in now, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory, hallelujah. I'm getting a little stirred up here. Whoa, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, my Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, we want to get right into prayer. Come on and join with us today as we pray and put your needs before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you today for this opportunity to come to you and to say thank you, my Father, for all that you've done, doing, and will continue to do in the lives of those that are calling upon your name, the lives of the oppressed. Those that are being challenged, Father God, that are undergoing under such attacks, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, and so many things that is going on, Father God, my God, they can't seem to find the answer. They have been trying, oh God, and praying for solution and praying for solution, and God, it just seems like it somehow it's evading them. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, this evening, I am lifting up these people, and I am asking you for mercy and grace over their life. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of their lives, and I'm asking you, Lord God, that you will touch those lives and touch those people in the name of Jesus right where they are. I'm asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, to forgive them for anything they're doing or will have done or are doing currently that will hinder, block, or impede them from receiving their blessings and on miracle in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you will touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and let them call me in the name of Jesus, because I know there are some things that we need to walk through in the name of Jesus in their lives. But in the midst of it all, God, I'm asking you today to touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, touching those heads that are lifting them down Oh, God, and lift those heads up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them look up so they can see. Hallelujah, glory to God. God, because their eyes are looking down all the time, they cannot see. My God, even though their redemption draw nigh, they will not be able to see it because they're not looking in the direction that is coming. So I'm praying, oh, Father God, that you will touch them in the name of Jesus today. Lord God, that you will pull down strongholds against them. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, my Father. Yes, Lord. Build the faith in them that they need, Father God, to receive now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even as I am praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that their answers will be forthcoming in the name of Jesus, that they will yield themselves, Father God, to that which you have committed and called them to be committed to in the name of Jesus. And as they yield themselves, Lord God, they will come into full surrender in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as they do that in the name of Jesus, those things that you have been speaking to their hearts and speaking to their minds, speaking to them, Father God, in the night season, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or whatever time you have been speaking to them about these things that are in their lives, concerning their lives, but Lord God, they will be receptive to hear what you are saying, oh God, and be willing to trust you, God, and be able to put those things before you. Hallelujah, glory to God, and receive the answer in Jesus' name and blessings, caller. As you call upon your name, give praise and adoration and glory to your name in the process. We thank you for it, Father. We give you praise for it now in the name of Jesus, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. For those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, we pray, Father, their hearts will be open to receive Christ, Father God, into their hearts, that will make that confession, Father God, that they need to make and repent. And as they do, Father God, that Jesus Christ will just take up in their heart, that, Father, come into their lives and become part, in the name of Jesus, and allow the Holy Spirit to begin to bring them into that place of revelation and knowledge and understanding, in the name of Jesus, and comfort in Jesus' name, and teach them and empower them in the way that they should go, in the name of Jesus, for your glory, I pray. And Father, I thank you for this, and I give you the glory for it being done now, in Jesus' name, henceforth and forevermore, my Father. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, it is done. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I hear the name Mary. I don't know who this Mary is, but I hear the name Mary. And I pray, Father, that you will touch Mary, whoever she is, and wherever this Mary is, whatever her condition, problem, situation is concerned, I pray, Father God, that you will touch Mary, because, Lord God, you called her name before me in the name of Jesus. The additional anything that is supposed to come where Mary is concerned, revelation, I pray that you would give to me in the name of Jesus. But even as we pray, touch Mary, bless Mary, raise Mary up, whatever Mary is dealing with or going through, in the name of Jesus, I pray now that you will touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and touch her heart in the name of Jesus. Touch her mind, her soul, her spirit. Turn her, oh God, according to the pathway that you have for her specifically, in the name of Jesus. And let her be open to receive what you are saying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Concerning whatever is dealing with, she's dealing with her about, or trying to reveal to her, Father God, a situation, and I hear circumstance, in Jesus' name, for your honor and for your glory. And Lord, we'll be so careful that we give your name the praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Thank you, Father God. To you be all the praise, honor, and glory, and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise and magnify your name. Again, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. And all things, hallelujah, great and small, for everything that you've done, doing, and will continue to do, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord God, for those that are sick and those that are firm, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Thank God. Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'll be back with some more music in just a moment, but I just want to get into our teaching here. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And, of course, we're dealing with the SOUL series, Continual Emotions. And, of course, the mind, the will, the emotions, and part four, part three, dealing with the emotions, the will, our will, and, of course, our emotions, and the subject of anger as we are covering on today. And, of course, the scripture to remind us and tells us about these two particular scriptures I want to share. Maybe I shared that with you before, but I just kind of bring your mind and attention back to these two scriptures before we go into our other part of subject matter. And, of course, that is that the Bible tells us about Ephesians 4:26, King James Version says, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." And also Proverbs 15:1, English Standard Version, and it tells us a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And keeping that in mind, today is as we begin our teaching on the subject, we want to just touch base on the subject of the psychological manipulation as it pertains to the subject of anger. Now, we are going to, of course, expand out a little bit more on those scriptures, praise God, but not on today. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, because I want to have a couple of points of reference I want to just sort of share with you pertaining to those two scriptures in a little more fuller detail. But at the moment, I just want to touch base on the psychological manipulation that with so many times we all have faced that at some point in time and another, may have even done it in and of ourselves, but definitely have faced some of these challenges. And, of course, as such, it says provoking people to aggression, as that, of course, is the description of it. And then patronizing them is provoking aggression, but staying on the sidelines, such as emotional blackmail, false tearfulness and a foreign illness, sabotaging relationship using sexual provocation, using a third party to convey negative feelings without or withholding money or resources. And in so doing, we may need to take a look at also some of the other, as I said, characteristics, praise God, of what this brings forth, how what this birth. And, of course, we're talking about indirect aggression. We're talking about aggressive anger. And so we're going to just touch base on this today. As I said, we're going to be getting a little bit more detail into this. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, because we're going to labor with this for a little while by the grace of God. And, of course, indirect aggression is such as stockpiling resentments that are expressed behind people's back, given the silent treatment or under the breath muttering, avoiding eye contact, putting people down, gossiping anonymous complaints, poison pen letters, or stealing and cunning. Now, obsessive behavior says such as needing to be inordinately clean and tidy, making a habit of constantly checking things, over dieting or overeating, demanding that all jobs be done perfectly, self-blame as another one, such as apologizing too often, being overtly self-critical or inviting criticism, as well as aggressive anger. Now, aggressive anger has these symptoms, and, of course, they are such as this. Bullying, destructiveness, such as destroying objects, as in vandalism, harming animals, child abuse, destroying a relationship, reckless driving, substance abuse, hurtfulness, such as physical violence, including sexual abuse and rape, verbal abuse, bias or vulgar jokes, breaking a confidence, using foul language, ignoring people's feelings, and also willfully discriminating, blaming, punishing people for unwarranted deeds, labeling, and of course others, self-labeling others. Also selfishness, such as ignoring others' needs, not responding to the request for help. Jumping. Okay, now, the threats as well, such as frightening people by saying how one could harm them, their property, or their prospects, finger pointing, fist shaking, wearing clothes or symbol associated with violence, behavior, tailgating, road rage, slamming doors, etc. Unjust blaming, such as accusing other people for one's own mistakes, blaming people for your own feelings, making general accusation, as well as unpredictability, such as an explosive rage over minor frustration, attacking and indiscriminately dispensing unjust punishment, inflicting harm on others for the sake of it, using alcohol and drugs, a logical argument. And we know that in some way, time or another, in our lives, we have come in contact with people who have exhibited these types of behavior as we came in contact with them for some reason and or another. And, of course, that is all rooted in not just anger, but in psychological manipulation. And we're going to go a little bit deeper on those words and terms that we just talked a little bit about right now, praise God. But we want to just as I said, share that with you, and of course come back with some additional scriptures and just to let you know again what the Word of God, the Bible, has to say about this. Because the God that we serve, God is a God, he's a good God, first of all, and he's a God of peace. And whenever we encounter these emotions, we ourselves must be aware and not allow ourselves to become antagonized by these or conform to what they are doing, because it will draw us into the same vein and cause us to lose as well. And more to come on psychologized anger and or psychological manipulation. I want you to come and join me, praise God, for next week as we pick back up on this, when we are going to go deeper by the grace of God in this particular teaching and or study. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're going to get ready to go back to the music. But again, thank you again for joining us today here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Listen and be blessed.
Voice I hear.
God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes.
All you have to do is come.
Again today here for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Until next time, God bless you. And remember, Jesus loves you. And we love you too.